Easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Election Day, and it is time for our Community Connection. And today we have Paul Stewart here with us, and he is a city councilor here with the city of Bartlesville. And I don't know if you're campaigning today or just representing the city today or...
Today I'm here for the city. I'm the city councilor.
Just want to make sure I didn't cross any lines today.
Nope.
But anyway, it's busy. Folks have been at the polls, and they've been at it for a long time. I understand some people have had a little bit of a wait because everybody had the same idea today.
Yeah, my wife showed up a little before 7:30, and she said, actually it was before that, because she said it took her an hour and 24 minutes to vote over at Mutual Girls Club.
Woo-hoo.
So, yeah, it's taken a while.
So we'd plan accordingly, folks, because a lot of folks are like-minded today. I don't think anyone's going to pass up an opportunity to vote. And that's a good thing, because I've actually been in communities where if they got 12 to 25% during a presidential election, they were doing backflips. So I can't wait to see what the numbers are in our area. I imagine they're going to be record breakers.
Oh, yeah, because we were, well, Ward 2 at least, I know, was over 50% 2 years ago, and that wasn't even a, presidential election. But, yeah, get out there. And they've said the line should be shorter, mid-morning and mid-afternoon. But with this record turnout, who knows?
We had a couple of things happen at City Council last night. First of all, a couple of proclamations. You were issuing one for the veterans, the moms.
Yeah, for Blue Star Mothers. And it's because it's Veterans and Military Families Month nationally. And so we proclaim that here in Bartlesville. Just because we know that, that we're able to vote today because of them. For the veterans and their families who support them while they're deployed. We also wanted to honor the families of our fallen warriors and people who had passed away due to being in the military and things like that.
We also had Go the Extra Mile, and if anything really typifies Bartlesville, that one would be it, especially during COVID.
Well, and I like that Go the Extra Mile. I thought that it'd be neat for somebody to do a 5K. Only instead of a 5K, if they made an extra mile, it'd be a 6.6K. And we've got Phillips 66.
66.
I'm like, that's great marketing right there. Let's do that. Somebody, and you could go the extra mile for breast cancer awareness. You could go the extra mile for child boost. You can use it for everything. Yeah.
Wow. Good marketing.
Do something a little different. Yeah.
Paul Stewart is with us. He's a city councilor here with the city of Bartlesville. A couple of other things. The financials came back, the 3 month financials. And I think folks were a little surprised. One way or the other, but the good surprise is that we're still in the black.
Right. Yeah. Well, and we sort of double dip with how conservative we are on our budget, because we try to underestimate revenue a little bit and overestimate expenses a little bit, and so that helps us keep the lights on and keep things going. It did kind of flip. We were expecting things to kind of be down and then to pick back up, and they really picked back up, and now they're starting to go down a little bit. And we don't know if that's going to be a bigger trend or, if it's just an anomaly here for the last month or so.
But still, we're, 1% ahead of what we thought?
Right, yeah, yeah. We're
considering COVID, that's not bad.
Right. And that's with the revenue. And then we haven't spent nearly as much as we'd budgeted to spend so far, too. It's working out. But I'll tell everybody, with Christmas shopping coming up, shop local, because when you buy stuff on Amazon, there's a sales tax, but it's just the state sales tax, and it's not going towards our parks and our streets and our bridges and our police and our fire department and those things. So, when you're buying Christmas presents, shop local.
All right, very good, very good, very good. We just got a note in here that there's not much of a line at the Methodist Church. Miss Dory was just there.
Oh, good.
Number 20 at the precinct.
I was the only one voting. I expected a line, and I walked in, and there was. I said, "Has anybody been here?" And they said, "Well, you're number 20."
Well, yeah. Good.
So, Methodist Church is the place to go.
Oh, yep.
Thank you, Miss Dory.
it's the place to go if that's your precinct. If that's your precinct, don't bother going there. Right?
I had such a good time voting Saturday. I was going to do it again. Then I remembered I'm no longer in Illinois.
Oh,
but hey, I'm here all week. Try the veal. We had a little extension or a little bit of a change order last night for the Brookline extension of the Pathfinder. Now, that's just a couple of blocks down from where I live, and they've been working really hard at trying to get that thing done in a hurry.
Right. And it's going to be super nice, and it's going to make things safer. It's connecting the Pathfinder there from basically the west side of 75 along the creek there over to the east side that goes over to Sooner Park. Mm-hmm. It's going to keep people from, before they would run down Frank Phillips, cross Frank Phillips where it's a little busier, closer to 75, cut through the parking lot and thereby where Chick-fil-A is and things like that. And this will get them off of all that. We did increase, what we were going to spend on that, but that was really to do it right, you know, to make sure it doesn't wash out under the bridge that goes under 75, to where it goes in front of people's houses to make it concrete instead of asphalt, and do some other things that'll be safer and it's going to pay off in the long run. And like I say, really safety is the big thing, and for a few thousand dollars extra, that's worth it.
It was a good insurance policy,
yeah,
I'd say. We also had a thing last night, Rocky Bivart, the assistant police chief, something that's going on in a lot of communities, especially here in the eastern part of the state.
Yep.
It was a cross-deputation amendment, or addendum.
Yeah.
Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, so, well, and really we could have done this any time in the last about 25 years, or really almost 30 years now.
Yeah.
And to cross-deputize our police with the Cherokee Nation Marshal Service. And so the reason they're doing this is because of the recent the McGirt Supreme Court decision that has to do with crimes committed by Native Americans on Native American reservations. And everybody's kind of expecting the Cherokee Nation to be declared a reservation because it has similar... their 1860s treaties have the same language that that the McGirt tribe did
with the Creek Nation.
With the Creek Nation,
Muskogee,
And so what that'll do is they will deputize some of our police force, especially our investigators who are going to be looking at more serious type crimes to make sure that if a Native American commits a crime in Bartlesville, that they can handle it and have the paperwork and get it to the Tahlequah courts and all of that. And it may mean some of our police officers will have to drive to Tahlequah to testify. My hope, though, is that because Tahlequah is so far away and the Cherokee Nation is so large, is that maybe we can get them to set up a court system here in Bartlesville, and that would give us some extra jobs, and we've definitely got some buildings that they could use for something like that.
Oh, definitely.
And that wouldn't help just us. That would help, the people in Nowata County and things like that, and where we're closer than Tahlequah.
Mm-hmm. You brought a little list in here, and I've been just yakking away here. What else you got cooking down there at City Hall there?
Well, something else. I want to encourage everybody to go to the Bartlesville Area History Museum. Mm-hmm. Right now they're doing the medical history of Washington County, and it's got a lot of neat artifacts and some neat information on things that have happened here in the last 100 and, almost 50 years now. Going way back to pre-statehood of things that were going on around here. We also have we have four openings on the Bartlesville History Trust Museum Authority. Part of the reason we've had a couple of people who have termed out, they're only allowed to do two terms. And then we'd had a couple of people, or one that is moving away and another that's had some health issues. And so we're really looking for people. One thing that we're looking at doing for a fundraiser with the History Museum is doing license plates through the state.
Oh, wow.
And so you've seen people, they've got their Boy Scouts or their the pro-life or the veterans or the wildflower license plates, would be doing a license plate that promotes Bartlesville with some of the funds going to the History Museum. And that the History Museum then would also create just like a vanity plate. So if you had a veterans or a Boy Scout one, you could put it on the front or somewhere else. But
cool.
We're looking at doing an art contest to to maybe design that, because we've seen kind of the success that they've had with the the Tower Center at Unity Square, and then the and with the new feature, the water feature that's going to be going in probably in the next couple of weeks. I've been watching that develop online from the artist, but
that's pretty cool,
right? I think we can get some cool designs for a Bartlesville license plate, because the artists that want they want the bragging rights of being able to say they designed one, and then because we'll have such a good license plate, more people will want to buy it. So
good.
We're kind of in this initial stages of that, but we're thinking it'll work out maybe sometime next year, get it all finished up.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
What else we got cooking there, Paul?
I was gonna let everybody know too, like on the for downtown, we've got a new parking lot at Adams and Hensley. It's got about 100 spots, a little more than 100. It's gonna be free parking. It's gonna be all day parking.
Mm-hmm.
So if your employees are parking in the street where customers could be parking, they could park over there, and it's about a 2-minute walk to Hideaway or Crossing Second, or about a 4-minute walk to the courthouse. So it's pretty close to most of downtown, and it mm-hmm. beats getting tickets when you forget to move it and having to move your car every couple of hours. Mm-hmm. So that's supposed to help with the parking. And then once all the striping is done, we're going to add some of the 2-hour will be changed to 4-hour parking, and some other parking, street parking will be made all day to help with customers being able to spend more time downtown.
Beautiful. That's a great thing.
Yeah. And if you've been down Frank Phillips too, you can see they're starting on the landscape improvements kind of just right west of Pizza Hut. Those are going to be nice. It's going to have the brick kind of right next to the curb, mm-hmm. like Second Street.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited about seeing all that progress.
That is pretty good stuff. Mm-hmm. Anything else that we're missing?
We've got, that's most of it. I will say we've got, for other openings, on our committees,
oh, yes.
We've got one on the Fire Code Appeals Board, two on the Library Board, one on the Park Board, one on the Sewer Improvement Board, and one on the White Rose Cemetery. And let people know that they can apply at City Hall, or they can go online to the City of Bartlesville and find an application. And if you want to apply for multiple ones, you can do it all in one application, but I always recommend to do a separate one for each board, so you can kind of tailor it to what they're looking for. Yeah.
Easier on everybody.
Yeah, right. that's pretty much all I've got. I will go ahead and tell people too, for if your Thursday is your normal trash pickup day, mm-hmm. that when Thanksgiving comes around, it's going to be Wednesday. And so I would say now, while you're thinking about it, go ahead and put a reminder for Tuesday the 24th in your phone to put your trash out, because it's a long time when you got to go that extra week between getting your trash picked up.
Especially with Thanksgiving right yep. there. Oh, boy.
Yeah, right. But you've got family over, and you use more paper plates and things like that. Mm-hmm. You're going to have some extra trash anyway.
Oh, my goodness. Paul, thank you for being here with us. It's Paul Stewart, city councilor here with the City of Bartlesville. And thank you for being here on City Matters.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right. We got more coming up right here on K1.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
You know, it's almost impossible to stay mad at someone that you pray for regularly. Would you take a minute with me and consider praying for those who persecute you and spitefully use you, just as Jesus commanded us to do? If someone is just awful to you, accept my challenge to pray for them. I mean, really pray for them, not the prayer of, Lord, break their teeth, as David might have prayed, but praying for the things that motivate them, for their families, their children, their ministries. Pray for that person who spitefully uses and persecutes you. And let's see what God is going to do.
Now there's a natural way to take